Environmentalists are concerned that fertilizer runoff is a major contributor to pollution in Bay Area waters. The proposal is centered around controlling fertilizer use during the rainy summer months. Fertilizer contains high levels of nitrogen and phosphorus and are carried into the streams and bays by heavy summer rains. The idea is to ban the use of fast-acting fertilizers during the summer season. Resident Nicholas Thrush blamed fertilizers for contributing to algae blooms known as red tides.
And science now tells us that lawn fertilizers contribute to the rampant growth of blooms that create red tide. Red tide causes serious public health consequences, and I haven't heard that said by anyone this morning. Excessive blooms of red tide irritate breathing for every one of us, with burning throats and coughing. For persons with respiratory disease and limited lung capacity, those suffering from asthma, COPD, emphysema, bronchitis, cancer patients, persons even sick with the flu, red tide is more than an irritant. In the worst cases, it leads to suffering, those suffering to additional doctor or hospital visits.
Many residents and environmental groups were present to support the measure and argue that the changes will not have a negative impact on lawns. But some industry groups felt that they didn't have enough say in the process. Erica Santelli is with TrueCare.
We know the ordinance is unenforceable. Even folks such as the Sierra Club have said that when a similar ordinance in Marco Island was put up, their region director said it's impossible when asked about enforcement. You don't have lawn police to say there's too much fertilizer. It's more of an education thing. That's what we're looking for. Industry impacts. To my knowledge, well, there has been no outreach to the trade industry groups, the Florida Nursery Growers Landscape Association, the Turfgrass Association, the Florida Pest Management Association, the Landscape Maintenance Association.
The Pinellas proposal had an exception process included that would allow homeowners with lawn problems to take a one-time exemption and allow them to use fertilizer that runs off quickly into waterways. Phil Compton of the Sierra Club was opposed to creating any exemptions.
We would ask that one of the features of this ordinance, as Mr. Holzinger said, be adjusted, and that's the elimination of the one-time exception, which has not been adopted anywhere else in the other 13 communities, counties that have adopted that.
Commissioner Susan Latvala questioned the purpose and practicality of the exemption and weighed in on removing it prior to the public hearing to create a simpler, more straightforward ordinance.
I'm not in favor of this particular part of the ordinance and would like to pull it out now. It has part of the community as opposed to it as well. It saves us having to go through the process and brings some comfort.
Right.
And making all these exemptions is government talking out of both sides of their mouth, in my opinion. If we think this is the right thing to do by not applying nitrogen during the rainy season, then we shouldn't be applying nitrogen during the rainy season and not finding ways to exempt it. Either it's right or it's wrong.
The city of St. Petersburg recently passed a similar ordinance, and the Hillsborough County Commission will hold a workshop on December 9th. Pinellas County resident Kathy Harrelson supported today's decision by the commission.
First, I want to say a huge thank you to Commissioner Latvala for understanding the issue, really pushing to remove the exception that was going to cloud the strength of this ordinance, and having the political courage of her convictions to step up and move to have that removed. And another big thank you to Commissioner Ken Walsh for seconding that motion, and the rest of the commission for stepping up and voting for it. You know, we've worked long and hard on this, and the county commission really, I think, has stepped up and understands that water quality is just a primary concern here. And they want to create something that will be easy to understand, easy to follow, and provide public education, and also provide additional best management practices for professionals. So we expect to see this become a very successful process here in Pinellas County, and we hope to extend it throughout the Tampa Bay watershed and beyond.
Pinellas commissioners will vote on the full measure next month. For WMNF News, this is Mark Anderson reporting from Clearwater.